Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Good morning. Happy Monday. Today, I want to talk about values, because having core values in your business allows you to make decisions that are aligned with what you're all about, that are guiding you in the right direction. They also allow you to say yes to the opportunities that are good for your business, again, strategic, aligned with where you want to go and with your vision, and also say no to the opportunities that maybe are not the best fit for you. But now, what are the values? The values are really behaviors that yourself as a solopreneur, or even your employees, once you have them, portray and embrace while working and growing and creating your business. Now, I teach my clients also a concept that in their client journey called lead with value, meaning that any interaction with you have with your clients from the beginning when they meet you throughout the entire journey, their journey with you as your client, and then maybe not, is filled with value and focused on serving them. But I want to tie that back to your core values in your business. I want to encourage you today to look at the core values that you have. And if you don't have them, I want to encourage you to set some and look at how do they tie back to your interaction with your clients. Are they even, you know, embracing and talking about interaction with your clients? So I will give you an example with my business. One of my core values in my business is excellence. And the way it ties back two ways, to my business and directly to my customers. So excellence, I take it as sort of the opposite of perfection, because perfection is very growth limiting. And when we try to be perfect, it creates a lot of stress, overwhelm, delays things, and not really allows us to grow, as opposed to when we embrace excellence, doing the best we can with the resources and knowledge that we have now. It allows us to grow our business, grow ourselves through putting things out there and maybe failing from time to time and assessing and so on. But that value also in my business ties back to how do I want to interact with my clients and how do they interact with me and my business? And that's in excellence, meaning providing them with memorable customer experience, providing them, you know, being responsible for the results, delivering the best I can all the time, and even growing myself as a coach to give them better, faster, and more results. So today I want to encourage you, what are your values? And look at how are you ensuring that they tie back to you interacting with your clients and really showing your clients what you're all about and how you're serving them. So happy Monday. And happy reflecting on your core values. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at Maggie@StairwayToLeadership.com. See you in the next episode.